is Kelman on Cliff Central.
And here he is. What's happening, Laryngitis?
What up? What's up, dog?
I've missed you a lot. Energy. Man. Have you really?
Yeah, dog, I've missed you. Like, I thought I was going to get a call like every month just to come kick it. Kanti, no. You're like mising me. I mean, it's starting to get painful.
I'm gonna use your words on you. So your beanie says, as if.
Yeah, as if.
As
oh.
if. But Larry, how are you going to find time for me when you've got shows on Vuzu and a million and one things going on?
No, dog, I always make time for you. I give you all the shots, love. Whenever we come here, we feel so loved. So whenever you call me, I'll be there. You know Michael Jackson's got a song like that.
I'll be there.
You need me.
When is your music happening?
You know what? Can I tell you something? That's so crazy. I was actually supposed to be in studio today, but I was tired because, yeah, I just had a long night yesterday.
What happened
but,
last night?
No, I just went out with some of my mates, you know, a few drinks and stuff and watch a movie and stuff. And yeah, but I was tired. So, but yeah, I'm planning on jumping in studio soon. Well, not me rapping, but, I want to release a song, a party track. Yeah, I'm working with a producer called Ty.
Nice.
Yeah, he's insane. He's your.
Do you take the beat and then put the lyrics, or does the lyrics come first?
Well, we've got the beats already. We just
you rap,
to,
right? It's
no,
rapping.
No, I'm not rapping. I'm just there, like facilitating the song, like DJ Dimples type style.
Ah.
Yeah, life of the party song.
Why you don't want to rap or anything?
I don't know, because DJ's doing that. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't want to kill him at that, you know what I mean?
I've
got bars for days.
Yeah.
For days.
Dude, it's very exciting to have you on the eve of this new show on Vuzu Am.
Yeah.
Because it is kind of a big deal. Before they've put you as a character on Vuzu. So
yeah.
Like on a reality show, you're a character on Ted Over 10, you're kind of a character. This is you presenting and anchoring a show.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever the show is about, it's irregardless, it's you kind of being skilled and showing what you are as a presenter,
yeah,
which is cool.
True. I've been waiting for this for long, man. I think I've probably had a conversation with you about it as well, you know, before it was like reality shows, whatever. And, I've always wanted to go into present, you know, it's just, I'd never actually gotten, the break to do it. And I finally got a call up from Vuzu, and Launch Factory. And they're like, hey, man, come present the show. And I was like, oh, that's so dope. And they're like, hey, it's you and TJ. I'm like, whoa, that's
even
dope.
Phone first?
I think they called me. They couldn't reach TJ. But we rotate with that, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you absolutely cannot get a hold of TJ.
But you can get a hold of
you.
But
you can get a hold of me. Sometimes you can't get a hold of me. But, you know, you can get a hold of TJ. But, yeah. So, yeah, I'm so excited, dog. You don't even understand.
So, it's called the Down for the Guap.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is Guap?
Guap. Guap is moolah. It's cash. It's slang, man, for cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's guap.
So in every episode, people must do crazy things for 10 grand.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, obviously, they've got two challenges. And in the first challenge, we nominate a friend, and the other friend knows nothing about what's happening on the show, on the day. You know, so he just gets there, and he has to do the first task. And then in the second task, right, they get to win another 5,000 rand. But
wow.
In that task, they have to go up against me and TJ. So we're not just presenters.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, we're not just presenters. We're also contestants on every episode. And if we win, we basically give our money off to charity.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
I know, dog.
Was that your decision?
Yeah. Yeah, of course it is.
Sorted with the call fee, he'll be fine.
Of course it is.
So it's a really big deal. How many episodes is this going to be?
We've done 8 episodes. We've shot all 8.
Wow.
Yeah, we bang them straight. Like,
that's the thing, though. You do it in like a week.
Yeah, we just bam, bam, bam every day. And every day meeting new contestants. And, man, all the contestants were actually cool. It was, you know, we actually clicked with all of them. And we had to spend the whole day with them. So
yeah.
Some of them we still chill with. Some of them we talk to, you know. Yeah.
Did you get nervous on the first day? Were you a little nervous?
Oh, yeah. The first day was terrible for us. Actually, let me tell you a story. We actually had to reshoot the first episode.
Okay.
Well, not reshoot the whole first episode, but reshoot the length. Because we were so terrible. We're so nervous. Because
like, it's a little intimidating. You know what it is?
Yeah.
I think it's, you want something for so long. You put so much energy into it.
Yeah.
And then you start to overthink it and play a million and one processes.
Dude,
in your mind.
It was crazy. And now, we got mad nervous. Obviously, it was our first time, like, really getting directions from Eugene, who's our director. He's mad, mad awesome. He's done a lot of shows as well. But, yeah, we had to get, like, a lot of directions from him, and we didn't understand what exactly he wanted from us. And, you know, sometimes you want to deliver a script, but you want to put energy, and then you end up doing one, maybe. Like, maybe there's too much energy, but the script, nothing. And then maybe you're doing the script, but, like, there's no personality. So it just took for them to just sit down with us and like, guys, we handpicked you guys. And
because of your energy.
Yeah. So we need you guys to just do you. And eventually we started doing us. And I think you'll see with the episodes, you'll see the difference and the growth in it.
So let's look at what's on the cards at the moment. What's all happening with Larry? So we got the show which premieres tomorrow night.
Yeah. Obviously, I've got my company, events company, LAX Media.
Yeah.
Which I work with Chris Nkosi.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm doing events still. Kong, Harem. Right now, I'm trying to do radio badly.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yo, put me on, dog. Put me on.
I don't think we can afford you.
I know, dog. You know, whenever you need me, what? I'll be there. You know, it's, come on.
He's making money, Larry. He's got gold chains.
What? Man, I've been rocking gold chains. But you know what? Can I tell you something? They're not real, so it's fine.
Yeah, well, listen, it'd be dangerous to have real gold chains running around Joburg.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know, yesterday the funniest thing happened to me, right?
What happened?
I parked my car in a shady spot, and they took, like, the carbon thingy off the exhaust pipe.
Shit.
Like, who steals that thing? I didn't know.
It's hot out here.
I found out. Nyao Pep Boys. It's real out there, dog.
It's hard. It's hard.
Mad real.
Everybody wants the guap.
Yeah, everyone wants guap, dog.
You just need to tell them to enter the show.
Dude, I don't know. You know, if those guys had asked me nice, I'm gonna say, guys, you know what? It's not hard, this thing.
Yeah.
I can put you on, dog.
Yeah.
But they didn't ask. They just took those things from my exhaust.
This show could revolutionize the country. We just, if someone needs money, just enter the show. That's why I need to run forever and ever and ever. Yeah.
Season 2, season 3. Yo, you know what? I really think it's gonna be like a game changer, you know, because it's on that different feel, and it's like, as much as it's got elements from different shows that have come before, it's like very original, man. It's like, yeah,
I think it's gonna be dope. I've seen the promo; it looks awesome.
Nah.
So there's the events company, there's the TV show, there's the music, but you were feeling a little tired today.
Yes, very.
What
tired.
Else is happening?
Dude, I really want to go into clothing. I think we've spoken about this before. Yeah, clothing. I really want to do that. And I want to do more presenting.
Yeah.
Yeah, more presenting is definitely key for me.
Because you've been hustling really hard, Larry. So do you feel like it's kind of your time now a little bit, but you want more, or what's the vibe?
Yeah, I think we actually had this conversation last time I was here. I was like, I can feel that obviously that wasn't my time then. As I feel like right now, a lot of things are about to happen for me. Yeah, I'm just waiting, man.
And who is the first person you call when you get good news?
Yo. You know what the craziest thing is, man? Most of the time, I'm always with my boys. So, like, whenever, like, news comes through, it's like, oh, guys, yeah, this just happened. So, I'm always with one of my niggas, Claude. He's out there. He's always here when I'm here. What up, Claude? What's happening, dog? Yeah. So, he always gets the news with me, like, firsthand.
So it's always your boys?
Yeah, like, mostly Claude, because I'm always with Claude. Like, so, I cruise with Claude, like,
so how is love manifesting in the life of Larry?
Yeah, love is there, dog, you know.
What do you mean?
Love is there, you know. A lot of people show me love.
Okay. I thought that's Teebs' website.
Oh, yeah. I see you got punchlines today.
I didn't know it was yours.
You got bars. I think I must feature you in the song.
Yeah, and you don't know how to answer the question.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I was trying... damn. I was trying to drift from that one. But it's a nice, beautiful day outside, right?
What is it about you, though, that everyone's interested in your love life?
I don't know, dog.
Because you know everyone must ask you this.
Yes. But that's the thing. Like, I don't like putting my love life out there. It's there, but I don't like putting it out there. Like, I want people to know me for my work.
Yeah.
And me being playful and stuff like that. And plus, you know, I work in an industry whereby a lot of people, once they see you with their hands, it's like they either really back off or they really want to get involved. You know what I mean?
You're not in the long-term thing, are you?
I am.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
How long is long-term?
Yeah, you see. So, the weather outside.
I'm just checking if we can do a spin-off called The Down for the Wedding.
Nah. Actually. No, but yeah, but my love life used to be such a mess because I used to throw it out there all the time, you know?
But you're loved up and you're happy.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to get to with who's the first person you called.
Yes.
But who is it that knows you the best in the world?
Who knows me the best in the world? Yo, I'd actually say probably Claude, eh?
Claude?
Yeah, Claude knows me really, really well. Yeah, I've known him like since I was, maybe 10 years old.
Wow.
And he knows me really well.
What does everyone always ask you about?
what does everyone ask
it's
me about?
It's always your love life that people ask you about. People
where the party
ask,
at?
People always ask you, when's the next season of The Reps coming?
Oh, I hate that question.
They always ask you, when? How can I get on the guest list?
Yeah, oh, guest list. Ooh.
What else do they always ask
yo,
you?
You know the, hey, you know these questions. you know them. Who's playing at Kong tonight? Yeah, I get that one a lot. I get, what are you doing with your life?
Oh.
Yeah. I find that question so weird. Like,
what are you doing with your life? This show?
Well,
you're
that's hustling. Among, yeah, that's among other things, you know. But it's like, I never know how to answer that question. Like, yeah, what are you doing with your life? And, yeah.
Yeah, because it's quite an emotional question now.
Yeah.
Because then you start thinking, am I doing enough?
Yeah.
Why are all these other people being successful and I'm more talented than them?
Nah.
It's a lot to kind of take
do
in.
You know this thing?
I'm trying to get into your head here.
No, but you know that, do you know?
I'm thinking, I don't know.
You know, okay, when people ask you, like, yo, what's happening with
what
your
are you
life?
Doing with your life?
Yeah,
especially when it's like elders.
Yes.
Because they don't understand.
Yeah, because me, entertainment thing, they're just like, whoa, what is this?
Yeah, what is the family's take on all of this?
Oh, man, my family's mad supportive, man. At first it was weird because it always started from the dancing thing, you know?
Yeah.
And even with the dancing thing, it was one of those things where they hated it until it started doing things, you know? Because, like, we used to tour with Josie. And man, we did a lot of big things. We won a lot of dance competitions and stuff. And after they saw that if I'm persistent enough, I get what I want, they support me through anything.
Where's dance at now in SA?
I don't even know what's going on.
They try to make a movie. It bombed badly.
Oh, man. For me, first of all, the movie is... Oh, I had no interest in it because I didn't know any dancers in it.
Yummy Move. That was the big love movie.
I knew the lead actress, Wontle. I used to dance with her. But everyone else didn't seem to have much of a background. Like from, I know a lot of dancers that are still dancing now from when I was still dancing, you know. And they should have gotten a
put
piece
in the
of
movie.
That pie.
Okay.
Yeah, a piece of the pie, you know.
Well, there was no pie because the movie kind of tanked a little.
For real?
Yeah, it didn't do well at all.
Like I'm hearing that these guys are flying to Russia, you know. And I was even cracking up because I was like, oh, the producers and the script writers are flying to Russia to talk about the movie. Like, why don't they have the actual actors and the actual dancers flying over there? So maybe it was one of those things like a tender young, a young dance tender. But yeah, like I'm very sad of where, especially hip hop dancing has ended up in SA, you know. There was a time where it was the business, you know, like everyone wanted to know what was going on in hip hop dancing, you know. And then it just kind of fizzled out. But all the dancers are becoming rappers now.
And DJs.
Yes.
There's a lot of DJs. Do you DJ?
No.
No, you don't. I'm surprised you haven't picked it up. You're in the club all the time.
Yeah, but like I like being behind the mic. So whenever I'm in the mic, well, whenever I'm in the club, right, I'm in the mic shouting at people, telling them what to do.
What's
put your hands up.
Yeah, Larry's the hype guy. There you
go.
What's the nastiest thing you've seen in a club?
Oh,
this is going to be good.
Dude, like, I've seen a lot of things.
Give me the nastiest.
Okay, like, they're scary nasty, like, oh, nasty. Like, a girl fell down the escalator. Like, her leg almost came out.
Ah.
Yeah, nasty, right? Yeah, like, you've seen girls, like, really get nasty with it. Like, can't hold it in, you know? Toilets, you know, just out there. Yeah,
through the mouth or?
No, like,
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The other hole. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know what I was like having. But I'm glad you pieced it together because it was going to be weird for me to say, like,
jeez.
Yeah.
That's a lot for 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Check it. I imagine when you've had like a lot of alcohol, maybe you're feeling a bit sick. Then you see something like that, you're just like, yo. Then it gets really messy because maybe chain reaction. One guy just, another person, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, like movie type stuff.
Well, I can see why you're in this industry.
Yeah? I don't know how to take that, but yeah. Because you know it's cutthroat, aren't you?
But you are leading a bit of a nightlife revolution in SA.
Yeah, I am.
Do you like it when people come to the club like in suits and stuff?
It's awesome. It's like...
But do you, though?
Yeah, well, I switch it up.
Okay.
I switch it up. I do it like once in a while, you know, just to flex, you know. Yo, the guys outside are happy, yo.
Just to show them you can do it.
Yeah, what's going on out
here? This is the football show.
Oh, yeah.
Members of the football show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're always happy, these guys.
They're so happy, man.
They really are.
Yeah. Yo, what's up, fellas?
See, this is the thing, Larry. You love a party.
What do you
No, it's like, I'm enjoying this interview, but the party's outside.
Yeah, no, those guys are like out there, dog. Yo.
You gotta listen to their show.
I'm definitely gonna listen to it.
It's on a Wednesday at 2 to 3.
Okay,
so you are leading this nightclub revolution.
Yeah. I am. I obviously work for like two of the best clubs in Joburg, you know.
How do you get that right? Because don't they compete with each other?
No, it's all owned by the same person.
Same dude.
Kong. So, yeah, it's like in the same building. Kong and Harem. Harem is, was formerly known as Hush. Yeah, it's been switched up, and now it's now known as, Harem. Kong was formerly known as Latinova. And
what
now.
What kind of bulls do you see pass through that place?
Oh man, listen, I've seen like 116.
Jeez. And what do? Just sit and laugh in the corner?
I'm like, we're getting paid.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What do you drop in a club?
What do I drop? It depends. If I'm celebrating, like, it can be like 6K maybe. But normally I'm like chilled. I'm like a one bottle drinking guy.
Okay.
Yeah, but yo.
Modest. How modest of you.
Just one bottle. But yo, guys go in there. Like every week I probably see like an 80K bill.
Oh wow.
Standard.
That's wild. Who do these people work for?
Dude, these questions need answers. I'm actually not going to ask him though. I'm afraid of the answers.
Let's go to WeChat real quick. Big Booty Bender on WeChat. Yo, wow.
What a name. That name is too swag.
That sounds like a contestant on Down for the Guap.
Yo, Big Booty Bender.
Yeah. Hopefully that's not someone in the club that you were speaking about earlier. And
oh,
then,
snap.
Yeah, okay.
Triple B.
Hey, dude, I saw 10 over 10 on Vuzu, and you guys were featured in the What Happened to Them episode. So yeah. Where are the rest of the reps? And be honest, are there some guys there that didn't make it in life? Please be honest.
Yo, Triple B. The thing is, first of all, I left Rips like 2 years ago. So when they're asking where are they, they were asking about the guys that are still in Rips. Most of the guys...
Larry.
most of the guys, I don't know what they're doing right now, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I know Ntato is in the States right now.
He's the guy that had the...
The fringe, yeah.
Okay.
Ntato's in the States. He's living it up. I think he's doing, like, acting classes, you know. He's finna make it big. TJ... Oh, man, TJ cruises with me, man. TJ's cool, man, you know. Mike is the manager of Harem. Mike has been...
Still work with him, yeah.
Yeah, Mike is... Mike still holds it down.
Ntato has that song.
Which one?
This is the guy with the hair.
Yeah.
He has that song.
Which song?
Wasn't it the...
Oh!
He had that song.
Why you like this, though?
That was a song.
That was a good one.
Okay, so basically, it's you and TJ that have been successful.
Yeah, yeah. We do our thing. And you know, look, I don't know what the other guys are doing. Like, I felt like I pay the deepest amount of attention to what they're doing. Because obviously, the way we parted ways wasn't like the best of ways, you know?
Yeah.
But those are the guys that I know that are doing something right now.
Is there part of you that's happy that the rest of the reps are going to be able to watch the show tomorrow night and see what you've been up to?
I haven't even thought about it.
Okay. Well, that's a point of almost enlightenment then.
I haven't actually thought about it.
That's fantastic.
I've just been sitting at home just thinking like, okay, I hope someone watches this and thinks, oh my gosh, let's give Larry another presenting job.
I think they will.
Yeah, I hope so, bro.
I want to ask you quickly, you're not afraid to go in on Twitter.
Yeah.
And tell people what you think. Who have you beefed with on Twitter? It's a bunch of people.
Oh, man. I've had a few beefs here and there. Like, most of them have been sorted.
Okay. How do you sort them out? Give me an example of a beef you've had and then you sorted it out.
It wasn't like a beef. It was like just a misunderstanding. Like, I had like a small fallout with AKA.
What happened?
Like, people were kind of gassing me up, you know. So I went off, you know, and a lot of people were going off as well. But it's like one of those things where when people dislike someone and they see one person going in, they all want to move as one pact and then just go in. So that was resolved very easily, you know.
How do you resolve it?
We just saw each other in the club and we're like, oh, no bad blood. Like, it was uncalled for. We have each other's numbers. We could have just hit each other up and just sorted it out. It didn't need to be one of those things where it's like back and forth with tweets and stuff, you know?
But also, you must gain like a whole bunch of new sort of fans when you do something like
Yeah, dude. Like, you need to understand, when a nigga like AKA tweets you, right? Or even puts an Instagram post up of you. Maybe a young 200, 300 followers. Young.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, like he posted one picture the other day. We were chilling at some party on the roof, yeah? And he posted a photo up, and I was in the picture with Les. And he was actually like, oh, Larry Swag, laughing, you know, because we spoke about my swag that day. He wasn't impressed. But after he posted that photo, like, I think I got like 300 Instagram followers.
Wow.
Bam.
There you go. And you're a big fan of his, huh?
Yeah, I am.
Who else are you a fan of?
I'm a fan of hip-hop in general. Like, I feel like hip-hop right now in SA, woo, it's too much fire. It's like fire after fire after fire. Like, you'd be ashamed of yourself if you released a terrible song.
But you still feel like you can bring something to the table.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking at club hits, man. Like legit club hits. And, yeah, I'm not, like, trying to make, like, some real deep music or whatever, flossy music. I want to make like some twerk music. Yeah, for Big Booty Bender.
Yeah, Big Booty Bender.
Yeah, Big Booty Bender. I'm going to make some twerk music so you can bend some big booty.
That's exactly what he wants to see in the club. There you go. Larry, so cool hanging out. Hopefully we're going to chat to you in a little bit because I know TJ is on the way.
Yeah.
It's a big night for you tomorrow night. So I hope you're ready to take it in. Who's all going to be watching tomorrow at 7?
Who am I going to be watching?
Where are you watching it?
I don't know.
Like
I think
a
I'm
thing.
Gonna, I, no, like the thing is
you need like a season premiere party.
Yeah, I know.
That's your business's parties. How have you not got this
plan? Can I tell you something, right? The craziest thing is that I haven't watched the episode myself.
That's why it's a big deal.
So the first time I want to watch it, I want to sit alone and analyze everything and be like, okay, yeah, oh yeah. And I want to read the tweets. And if I'm around a lot of people, people are going to be talking to me and stuff.
Okay.
So I want to be like comfortable, maybe 3-4 people sitting, tweeting, seeing the tweets. And I'm probably going to do that thing, that terrible thing that people do. Search my name. Definitely going to search my
name.
So
now you know if you say something nice or horrible,
yeah,
you're going to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, but guys, tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Vuzu Amp, down for the co-op. Don't miss it. It's going to be so great.
When do the poor people of DSTV Compact get it on Vuzu?
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, we don't have a schedule of that one. Whoa, that's a tough one. You see now? Guys, I can't believe Ari said that.
The people want to know this. They're only getting Jersey A-listers now.
Yo, only now. Kanti, that show ended like last year. Oh, no, that's a bit tough.
So if someone who has DSTV Compact enters down for the guap, they only get 5,000.
Yeah.
Larry.
This guy's too spicy. Guys, Larry is too spicy today. I didn't say anything.
Larry.
I'm just laughing.
We'll get you back in a bit, but in case TJ takes up that full half hour, talk to me about keeping up with you.
Okay, check it right. Catch me out on Twitter, right, at laryngitis. 2 R's, guys. It's not the disease. It's a human. Laryngitis, right? Standard Snapchat, laryngitis. Same thing. Instagram, laryngitis, same thing. Tumblr, lifeofngitis.tumblr. Website, www.larynhlane.co.za.
And then for those on premium, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on Vuzu Amp DSTV channel 114.
Yes.
It's every Thursday at 7 p.m. Dude, congrats.
Thank you very much, man.
Fantastic. Yeah. Larry there.
Yes.
This is Kelman on Cliff Central.